You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
If you're looking to turn off this podcast, we don't blame you.
No,
we don't at all. Because the name of this podcast is Make It Stop, the podcast. And here you are, and I'm sure now you understand why.
Yes. Yes, the sounds you're hearing are the track Freaks.
Yep.
With two X's by Broken Side.
Real humans made this track. Human beings did this.
They were proud of
this. They did this to us.
Ostensibly.
Yeah, their parents certainly weren't, but they were. This entire album is like the equivalent of saying, like, fuck you, Mom, I'm going to my room.
Yeah, yeah, but we listened to it.
60 minutes long.
Several times.
All right, I made it through once. Speak for yourself,
my dad.
How many minutes did you spend listening to Broken Side?
I spent over 120 minutes listening to Broken Side.
Oh, that's my God, dude.
Yeah, that's longer than the Matt Pinfield MTV show. Listening
no!
to this garbage.
More like dead inside, am I right?
that's what we're doing. We're doing
that's
it for
what we're
the
doing.
People, right?
We're here for you.
That's what this is all about.
And if you're wondering, how could this possibly be for you? You know, what am I getting out of this, and what can I hope to get out of this in the future? The answer is I really don't have an answer for you. I immediately regretted this project pretty much as soon as we started delving into it. But
I think this is really just for so people can enjoy us being tortured.
It's true, and you know what? People are into that kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2017.
Broken
get with it.
Probably into that type of shit.
Yeah,
you know?
With 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
Or maybe we won't. But, you know, thanks again. Thank you to whoever you are for tuning into this. I mean, God help you. God help us all, to be honest. But we're gonna undertake this grand adventure, here with you, the people, to uncover and unearth and disembowel the absolute worst music of all human history.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty
this
much.
Is really so. You know, we're like, listening to the bottom of the record bin.
Whale sex is better than this.
Oh, I would love to listen to some whale sex after hearing this album. I would die for some whale sex. The sweet, sultry sounds of a crooning whale.
It's
you
true.
Know, after the shrieking.
At least whales do have sex, because the way that these 14 I mean, how old are these guys? They're,
I don't know.
What, I don't want to know. But
they sure talk about sex a lot.
They sure do.
I don't think that there's really any other topic they broach. Well, there's.
It's true.
There's sex, partying, mm-hmm. getting crunk.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we should say this is a crunkcore. This is a new genre that they invented.
It's as joyful of a genre as skanksta trance. ska trance. what are some other genres that shouldn't exist alongside crunkcore?
Let's see, like hard
country.
What
do you mean? What are you ifing about here?
I feel like that does exist.
That's bad. That's bad, and it shouldn't. And it shouldn't. Okay, wait. Before we get into that, we should probably tell you who we are, and you know, orient you in this. You know. Honestly, pretty debilitating and disorienting intro that we just gave to you. My name is Heather Mack.
My name is Mike Dunn.
Yep. And we're local, you know, trash hunters, so to speak.
Yeah, we're both in the Boston area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're both involved in the music scene.
Yep.
And, you know, I just feel like...
We're full of sardonic commentary.
Yeah. And
just waiting for it to be unleashed.
And I felt like this was sort of my duty... You know?
Is it your duty?
Yeah.
Is it anybody's duty?
Well, I mean, we're really into bad movies, but
yeah.
I feel like no one, like everyone's all about bad movies
yeah,
these days.
It's true.
The cool thing, but yeah. everyone's ignoring the bad music, and
yeah.
you know, probably for good reason.
Yeah, because this whole album is like the audio equivalent of Tommy Wiseau's sex scenes in the room.
I would rather watch Tommy Wiseau's sex scenes
too.
In the room on repeat for 62 minutes, which is how long this album is.
This album is 62 minutes,
17
guys.
Tracks.
But don't worry, okay? We're only going to keep you here for about 30 while we rip, roar, and race down the raging rapids of how many more alliterative words can I throw in there?
Straight to the bottom.
Of rapey, rage-filled... Romophobes. No, it doesn't work.
Can we just
Sorry.
Say that it's just
it's really
like,
bad.
I just am waiting for the embrace of the jagged rocks at the bottom of this album. Like
it's so bad.
I've never had like just listened to an album that made me want to stop existing as
yeah.
much as this one.
It really it's like what is living if living includes this?
And like I was reading reviews of this and I felt like, oh, this is hyperbole. Everyone's like, oh, it makes me want to like tear my eyes
hyperbole.
Out and like my ear. Hyperbole. I'm sorry. I'm
no,
dumb.
Listen. There's enough grammatical fuck ups in this album that
oh
we're gonna.
God, we're gonna
I just
get
really want to make sure that we're doing our, you know, crossing our T's and dotting our I's over here.
Yeah.
But what were you saying about people exaggerating about this album?
Yeah.
They're not. They're fucking not.
They're not.
Run.
Any review Run. That you read of this album is correct.
It's,
like it is.
It's unless it was written by a 14-year-old in 2008, because apparently that's the only people who listen to this music.
Yeah.
And even then, I mean, you have to have some pretty shady parenting. I mean, your like amniotic sac must have been, you know, entire Monster energy drinks. You know, this is bad. It's bad
yeah.
stuff. It's not good. It's not good for you. You're not going to learn anything from this podcast. You know, besides again, you know, getting to live vicariously through our own self-flagellation.
Let's show them what we're talking about here. You know,
let's do it.
Let's really get into it.
All right, here we go. And here we are getting into it.
So this is track 3, Skeet
yeah.
Skeet.
We spared you the pain of the intro, which just sounds like the sounds you hear in a laser tag arena, which is also still better than everything else on this album. So yeah, Skeet Skeet. I can feel the need to ride. Look inside of my blood. They try to tell me. Why would they make me that way? You know, that's the song.
So the first thing I noticed about this song is that it sounds exactly the same as the song that preceded it.
Yep.
Which we played over the intro.
Yep.
That was Freaks.
With two X's. Let's,
with two X's.
Let's be clear.
But yeah, I mean, this is sort of what you get with what's the name of the album again? I don't like it.
But
it's not for me, but the kids love it. Something like that. I don't want to even tell people
because it feels like it's like I'm enabling somebody.
Yeah, like,
you know, like I don't want
like,
you. I want you to have to look this up, and then I want you to have to deal with the shame of that search history.
It's like audio Voldemort. Like we dare not speak of it.
It's really fucking bad. I feel yeah. It's like saying Bloody Mary in a mirror three times, and then.
Oh, man. Yeah, so what you get, so what you really get with this album is you have the
deep discomfort,
the clean vocals, which is like a skinny 18-year-old whining on autotune.
Yeah.
About like,
I don't waste my time with lesbians. AKA.
And then
oh my god.
Then you also
wish you were a lesbian. They are having so much more sex with beautiful women than you are.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. And then, all right, so you get
too real.
You get the clean vocals, and you get the screamo vocals. Mm-hmm. The like.
Yeah, at least they switch it up.
The raptors, the reptars.
The reptars.
And then there's a fourth guy who just pops in occasionally and with the pig vocals going, you know, like, and then that song Skeet Skeet, which we just heard, there's a part where he pops in at the end and he goes, I got a 12-incher, which like,
Yo, my notes from this consist of, this sounds like a juggalo having sex with a Furby.
All right.
Like, isn't that enough? Like, I also said, the worst of all worlds. Like, there are worlds that haven't even been invented before.
And then there's the part in this song where the guy says, peaches and cream dripping down your waist, girl. And it's like, all right, yo, like, I get the cream has come, right?
Yeah, I would.
What are the peaches?
Yeah.
Why is it on her waist? That's not a sexy place to come.
Speak for yourself, Michael.
These guys just
speak for your fucking
self. These guys
self.
Are just making this up as they go along.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've never seen boobs.
Christ. Never. Never. They also say, there's a line, this hydrochronic gots me wanting to get messy. I'm not making this up. Guys, I think this is enough. Like, have you gotten the point already? But here, we have to do this for 16 more songs.
All right, so the next song is like just a skit called Late Night Call.
Yeah, we spared you from that too.
Like, all you need to know about it is, like, it's, like, really homophobic, and then it ends with this girl being like, you know I want that daddy dick.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, that was my only note from this, was, you know I want that daddy dick.
No, but honestly,
you
like...
You just hear the plaintiveness,
you know,
in my voice.
We don't kink shame here.
No, we
but
don't.
But I feel like if a girl is actually into, like, daddy dom roleplay or whatever, like, broken side, like,
no.
I feel like if they tried,
no.
if they, like... This guy picked them up on Craigslist or something.
No,
they would only be disappointed. You know, like there's no way this guy is a good daddy figure if that's what you're looking for. This guy's a baby. He's a baby.
Ugh, toddler fucking trash core. Reptar core. I'm saying it. It's Rugrats fucking nonsense. Lincoln Playground.
All right, so the next song is Booty Call. Let's listen to Booty Call.
Let's.
Oh, wait, no, we did Booty Call, right?
No, no,
no. We haven't done Booty Call.
Let's please.
God.
Sugar daddy, chocolate covered booty panties, lots of women in my daddy. It's gonna get a little messy. Let's go start another party.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We only picked this clip because this is the best part of the whole album.
Yeah, we're going easy on you guys here.
Look at all the drunk in your talk. I like the way you lay looking in the pants, those are dudes that give you all their money. Okay, so you almost had some fun there for
a
second.
Yeah, that's just a refreshing E40 Oasis. The incomparable E40 guesting on this track, you know, he's clearly hard up for some cash. But, you know, that's the best 15 seconds you're going to get out of
true.
This album.
It's true. Oh my God, wait, did we... Hold on. I also said the interesting part of that song is that it kind of starts out like it could be an early 2000s NSYNC jam. And then
does.
It just... Wah! Gurgling garbage disposal music.
I mean, all the synths on this album are like 10 years late.
Oh
like,
God.
Just like the simplest, non-EQ'd,
it's awful.
Like, fucking Fruity Loops, just crusty, crumbling, brittle synths. I don't know. Anything else to say about Booty Call? I guess there's that Shake It Like a Chocolate Milk line.
Oh my God, which I think I put in here. Oh yeah, yeah. Wait, hold on. This is also the best part of the whole... This is the second best part of the whole album. Shaking like some
chocolate milk. That's so hot. That's so hot.
All right.
We're definitely saving that drop for later shows.
That's Stan. That's our go-to. Okay, we're going to move on. I don't think there's much else to say.
All right, track...
Track,
whatever. Get crunk.
See, you already start to, like, lose faith in, like, your own humanity and, like, the humanity of other people.
It really doesn't matter. No one listening to this is going to listen to this album now.
I know. God. Here we go. Get crunk.
Let's go!
I'm definitely experiencing fucking Broken Side Stockholm Syndrome because I was like legitimately bouncing up and down to that track.
Me too.
What's wrong with us?
No, it's my favorite song of the album. Oh. And you know, it's not good.
No.
But,
God, no.
Like, all right, so it
like
bothers
me. Lil Jon had a cold.
It bothers me in general that they call their genre crunkcore because there's really, it's mostly not. Like, I used to listen to crunk, you know, in high school back in its heyday. The East Side Boys, I was a big fan.
Get Low was actually my first cell phone ringtone.
That's dope. But yo, like, I mean, crunk, it was very simple. It was just yelling about fighting in the club. And that is what this song is.
That
like,
is true.
If someone held a gun to my head and said, there has to be a genre called crunkcore, but you can set the terms of what it is, I guess I would want it to be
this.
Guys screaming over, like, this
well,
is
like,
the only beat
this.
That sounds like an actual crunk beat.
You know what? Again, I think this is truly, like, a sign of abuse. Like, we're rationalizing abusive behavior.
I don't
think this is... There's no universe in which crunkcore should fucking exist.
It is bad. Like, I'm being really nice about this song just because I know what's yet to come. But, like, if someone was, like... I would never play Get Crunk for someone,
for
you know,
anybody.
Willingly.
My note from this is I am already exhausted.
Let's move on to Yellow Bus, perhaps the most troubling song.
And you'll see why.
So yeah, that song really, well, first of all, he sounds like Jonathan Davis from Korn on the hook. Like, he's really channeling his inner Korn, which I feel like
inner Korn, like, literally, like, Korn that gets, like, lodged on the inside of your colon
right,
and, like,
yeah.
gets infected, and yep. then, you know, it's, like, necrotic, that kind of Korn.
Yeah, but this song has, like, all the lyrics on this album are really fucked up and misogynistic and gross and horrible and, like, just have the most juvenile sense of, like, what sex and relationships are.
Yeah.
But this one's got lyrics, this bitch is crazy, makes me want to smack a hoe, yeah, but I'm not like that, I'm a gentleman, not. And then he says...
It lyrically sounds like 12-year-olds trying to hit on people on AOL chat rooms.
And he says, you fucking bitch, come suck my dick. I hate these fucking whores. This is a
Jesus
war between two gangsters. If you don't like me, you can fight me with my white tee on because I'm against your cause. What is he talking about?
It's
That's
AOL
really
chat
room.
Listen, when I was 13 years old, I used to go into these like battle rap chat rooms and like AOL or like ICQ or whatever the fuck that other one was called that I just remembered right now. And I would like battle rap like people and like, you know, like 13 female cats. Like, you know, and that's what that sounds like. But like, I was intelligent.
But yeah, like, it's really. Yeah. What does he mean? This is a war between two gangsters. If you don't like, he was just talking about like getting a blowjob, and he's saying it's a war, and he's against your cause. Like,
I said, will these assholes at least enunciate with their gross misogyny?
Yeah, these are like I listen to screamy music, you know, but like these guys have weak screams.
See, we're already like, better. We're already better.
I just did that without projecting at all, and they're like cupping the mics, which makes you sound like a demon no matter what. So like these guys are weak.
It's fucked up.
Even if this was just a regular screamo band,
it's fucked up. All right. Let's move on. Jesus Christ.
All
right. Well, here's another one. Let's build up the pace.
We're going to bring it up.
You know, we're going to get on up.
But your knees, girl, suck on my dick. Girl, you're wasting my time like TikTok. TikTok. Boom, make some room cuz I'm coming in. They put nuts sacks on the chin. Legs spread wide, balls deep, make your toes curl. Bell 3 times and I'm fucking outy, girl.
This is, I call it Predator Core.
That Stockholm Syndrome's kicking in again because I actually like the beat on that
song. I
know,
I did the same thing. I noticed us both fucking wiggling, dude. What the hell is going on?
It's a good beat. Honestly, if you take away the Reptar screams and everything else.
So then literally the entire, like, that is the foundation upon which this house is built, okay? You can't take away the Reptar screams. Like, they're there.
I could spit over that, though.
I wish we did. I wish we would. And then, like, got brought on the Warped Tour for some reason.
Yeah.
I wrote, this entire album is abusive.
It is. Like,
I also asked the question, is there anything from our childhood, right? Because I think this was like, you know, people who were 14 in 2008 were a little older than that. I graduated in 2006. So is there anything comparable from our childhood in any way?
Well, yeah,
that was,
I mean,
just as bad?
I know when I was in eighth grade, I was listening to Eminem. And I feel like, you know, Eminem was similarly
homophobia.
At least gross and homophobic and like edgy. You know, edgy
edgelord.
Above all.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, I think you kind of gravitate towards that kind of stuff after you hit puberty.
When you're an angry 13-year-old boy, like we both were.
you want to hear, you know, raunchy stuff. You want to hear, you know, angry stuff because you're pretty angry. But I think this...
Well, you're just like a human host. You know how those parasitic mushrooms, like, take over the entire body? Like, that's what adolescence is, but with hormones. So it's basically like the hormone has infected you and is basically making your body operate... But that's I'm just kidding. They're great. Teenagers are great.
But you know, I think that these guys are more insidious than Eminem because, like, I feel like
way more.
I think that they were manufactured by Hot Topic. First of all, that's my hot take. That's my conspiracy theory on Broken Side. And I think that it was like, you know, because I can't imagine that guys actually got together and were like, yo, like,
no,
this is our shit.
They did.
Ugh, these people Albuquerque. Are still What's wrong with Albuquerque?
Ugh, dude. I don't want to malign Albuquerque, all right? That's just like, you know, judging all of us for... What's a shitty Boston band?
Sammy Adams, maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I just feel like this is more...
Let's just say you can do better,
This is more predatory than Eminem. Like, this is so clearly made for 14-year-olds, and it's just the grossest shit.
It's like grooming them, and it's like those Finger Family videos, but for fucking... Seeing girls. I don't get it.
Everything that's coming out about, like, Jesse Lacey now and how fucked up the emo scene was in the 2000s, these guys are just like...
I said these guys would certainly be revealed as gross predator pedophiles right now, except nobody remembers who the fuck they are enough to
undoubtedly.
Nobody's gonna, like, out, like, themselves as a Broken Side fan. Like, that is the stigma, and there should be one around that. Okay, let's keep going, man.
We got more to do. We got a lot of ground to cover. What's the next track? Jealousy.
Jealous.
Everything away from me, cause I don't want you to interfere with me.
I wrote Velociraptor Core.
I just wrote, this is some Linkin Park hybrid theory shit. Like, that's definitely, I feel like this is the one, there's three types of Broken Side songs.
Yeah,
there's
we were talking about this off mic. No, it was on the mic, sweetheart.
Oh, it was? All right, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
Yeah.
Well, we can edit it if we already talked about it. There's the Crunk party songs. Mm-hmm. There's the Four to the Floor club party songs.
Yep.
And then there's the, like, two Linkin Park songs.
Yep.
Three Linkin Park songs.
I had the same note. I said the beginning is at least Linkin Park level lyricism, which means this is automatically better than everything else I've heard.
I like the line where the guy says, "The rage in me will end the existence of all fake MCs." Like, I feel
that's
like, first
actually
of all,
pretty good.
Talk about fake MCs is...
Listen, we don't have a lot to go with.
Bullshit
go
that
on.
Every white rapper says because they have nothing to talk about.
It's true.
But what makes any MC faker than these guys?
This is like...
How is he quantifying
that? These are like pouty teens.
Who are the fake MCs that he's encountered?
These are pouty teens loitering outside the fucking Orange Julius and, like, making fun of old people. Like, there's nothing faker than this. All right.
The next song.
I said also, my other note was, where are these children's parents? All right, let's keep it going.
Yeah, let's go.
With
Poppin'.
Poppin'. I'm gonna tell you right now, you don't rap like you're black.
Was that a line?
I rap like I'm. Yeah, literally.
Oh my god, I missed literally. That.
Yeah, you did.
I was even reading along. I must have just glazed over.
I said, yeah, my entire notes. I was like, the lyrics are as lazy as I feel trying to process this garbage. I can't believe there are 7 more songs after this. Please make this end.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is when I really started getting really exhausted with the album. This is when I was like, oh, it's just going to go on like this.
Forever.
There's so little variance between these songs. Like, at least, I mean, this song really made me pine for, like, the beat to that song. What is it called? Get Up. That one song where I was like, wait, oh, I like that beat earlier.
There's like, no way, like, there's no fixing this with more of this. There's no way.
No, but that's when I realized that song a couple tracks back where it was like, boom, boom. I was like, oh, I really wish I could hear another beat like that.
Well,
but it's literally just more like this for the rest of the album.
It really isn't. It just continues to get worse, so.
So.
Let's get on with it.
Let's go to 40
get
ounce.
Get over with.
Yeah, that is some broke shit that does not happen at the club. These guys have never been to the club.
They've never been to the fucking club. They can't get into the fucking club. Except now what's even worse is how old are these guys now? This was made in like 2009, which is still far too recent.
Yeah, but it's also far too late for this shit. You know, like, Crunk was over in like 2006. Screamo.
I know. Everything about this was over before it even began, to be honest.
I guess
so these guys are like in their mid-20s, and they're still fucking doing this shit.
But it was over here, I guess, in the South and the Southwest, like, and I'm in, like, L.A., like, the scene shit really took off in the late 2000s in a way that we didn't experience in Massachusetts. So if anyone has some stories about being scene kids in 2009 in Albuquerque or wherever, let us know.
Search for Make It Stop, the podcast.
We don't know that
Twitter,
world.
We're on the Facebooks.
I knew the scene kids in the early 2000s, and I feel like it was a little... Like, this shit wouldn't have flown then.
No.
It got bastardized a little bit as time went on. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that the scene kids in the early 2000s were cool, because it was whack as fuck.
No, it was really whack.
But yeah, I like the line where he says, it makes me want to punch babies.
Mm-hmm.
Me too, buddy.
Yeah, we're in agreement about that. I said, I was like, actually, I think maybe it was because of the title, but I was like, this could be honestly a mashup with like Leftover Crack. They had the vocals. He had some SZA vocals for part of it. Wow, the 40 ounce. I said, this album is the red pill in audio form.
I don't think this could even convince anyone that the red pill is the way to be. You know, like, this isn't convincing anyone of anything except, like, that they hate Broken Side. Let's go to the next song.
Yeah, God. Oh,
Sex Toys. Sex. Oh, man.
This is great.
Yikes. Damn right, oh, you're so crazy. You give me the heat. So this song, You Make My Pee-Pee Hard.
Yep. You Make My Pee-Pee Hard.
You Make My Pee-Pee Hard. Like, I don't even... They thought that was a good idea to write down and record and release. This shit charted at, like, 88 on the Billboard Top 100. Do you know that? Like, these guys were successful.
These guys so fucking angry about that.
And they're still doing their thing. They had released an album last year. And I looked at pictures of them and they're like
all grown up.
They're like, it's just two of them now. It was four guys. I don't think they have the pig vocals
made
anymore. How is there
four guys?
I don't know. All right, so I looked up the credits on the album and it was like one guy, Seven, with the movie Seven with the seven for the V. He was like unclean vocals and screamed vocals. And then another guy was like screamed vocals, and then unclean vocals and screamed vocals. So there's two guys who do the both things, and then there's one guy who just does screamed vocals, and there's one guy who just does the growling vocals, which are like the pig guy. But it's all just very.
It's all bad. I mean, that's ridiculous. So these guys.
That's
are
why
still,
I just.
Okay, no, actually, I did look this up. They did. They crowdsourced the. They did a Kickstarter to fund that album, and they were asking for $30,000, and they ended up with like $1,300.
And they still released it though with a $1,300 budget. Well, I think we gotta listen to that album on a later
listen,
episode.
Listen, it doesn't.
Of this
it doesn't. No, we don't.
If we make
no,
it,
we don't.
If we make it to 50 episodes,
no,
we're
no,
doing
no.
that album for episode 50.
I can barely make it through one.
I know, but can you imagine what they sound like now? As like,
oh my God.
Adults?
They're not.
They have
adults.
Beards. They look like hot hipsters.
I said, this is it sounds like if the Wiggles were edgelords. Moving on.
All right. So what's next? Rockstar.
Rockstar. Let's eat pancakes today, baby. Let's drink some gin and juice. You know you want me, baby. I got them sexy moves. I drive these bitches crazy, cause I'm a sexy dude. But don't expect on having sex unless you shave your pubes.
So, first of all, those brittle synths on the song. Like, all the synths are really bad. Like I was talking about, you know, this is very Fruity Loops. But this one specifically sounded like a geriatric robot farting.
I'd definitely rather hear an album of geriatric robots farting than the rest of this fucking album. I said, I'm starting to think that this is an elaborate performance art piece. Like, I think there were people online also that seemed to have this belief, and I was seeing it recurring. It was like, they have to know. And what I've learned in 2017 and, you know, the year of our Lord 2017 and fucking Trump presidency is like, they don't fucking know. Like, this is not intentional. This is not performance art. It's not art at all.
No, in fact,
it's
actual
garbage.
I read an interview with them when they were talking about their lyrics, and they were like, you know, this is just the way people talk.
Yep. This is the way people talk.
That's what's happening in the world.
They talk about how you have to shave your pubes.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what's the
line?
Don't
expect them having sex unless you shave those pubes.
It was like every orgasm you think you've ever given a girl has been faked. And I probably will never have an orgasm ever again after this shit is over.
All right, so God. Schizo's the next song.
I said this is the soundtrack to middle school shootings. All right, let's see if this one, what this one's all about.
Oh yeah, it gets all death grips here.
Yeah. You're not gonna feel the need to ride with the side of my body.
Try to tell me. Alright, so I'm gonna do a deep dive in the lyrics on this song, because these are the dumbest lyrics I've ever seen. So the first verse. Now I can feel the needle break up inside of my veins. They try to tell me I'm insane, but they made me that way. So come and take me away from this monster that you've made of me. I feel like dying, erasing all these memories. Take me away from this monster that you've made of me.
You want to do an intellectual deep dive here?
Yeah,
I mean, these people, they've never had sex. They have poor relationships.
All right,
with
but
their
this
parents.
Is the one. This is like the one song where it doesn't talk about fucking. And pubes.
I mean, it just sounds like a terrible, like, one step closer, impression.
This is the other
Linkin
Park,
Linkin Park song.
All right, so verse two. In 7 days, my schizophrenia breaks my brain. Cavity waves, distorted, decayed. These faces of insane originated this pain and invented these demented ways to break me. Intoxicated,
forfeit
I'm faded.
The pain before somebody else takes you out of the frame and put your name to shame. It's literally, it's a Linkin Park song.
Intoxicated, like, I'm faded inside
just
my dream.
Sorry.
Motivated on defeating these haters and everything. It's the only thing that keeps me alive. It keeps me away from all of your motherfucking lies.
Dude, we did not listen to deep dive into this.
Yo,
there's nothing deep about it. This is the most, like, epidermic layer of anything. Like, I just can't. There's nothing deep or profound about this. It's
no.
like it's like an it's
but do you
like
hear
a
how deep
grader.
He thinks it is? Like,
he thinks it's so
oh,
deep.
Oh, I got a schizophrenic brain.
It's
these
so
faces,
bad.
These faces of insane
oh,
originated
God.
This pain
God.
And invented These faces of insane invented these demented ways.
I'm so angry.
To break me.
I'm so angry.
Like, he's just throwing these adjectives together. Like, he doesn't know how words work.
I don't know how words work anymore. what do we fucking have to say to that? All right, we're moving on.
All right.
God.
We're going to Scene Girls.
There's only three more songs, guys. We almost made it through. So that's Scene Girls. With a Z.
I noticed in the song, like, it dawned on me that they had rhymed body with party, like, 100 times already over the course of the album.
Yep.
But it's another very gross song. Like,
I wrote no comment.
It's just very objectifying. And
yep. And girls were the primary audience of this. And
yeah.
I, you know, there's definitely some
14-year-old girls, like, for real.
14-year-old girls that,
like,
were
this,
like,
it's so gross to think about.
I mean, I'm trying to think about, like, I was a 14-year-old girl and I was listening to, like, AFI and, like, you know, like, Alkaline, like, kind of like pseudo goth, like, pop punk, I guess. But it was very stupid, but it was like, you know, murderous filigree. Like, who fucking says that, Davey Havoc? Nobody in the fucking world says murderous filigree in a sentence. And, you know, that was what I was listening to. So I'd rather listen to, like, bullshit. At least I was, you know, preparing for my SATs, you know?
I'm heartened,
this
though.
This is bringing you down several scores. several score brackets on your college exams.
I'm heartened, though, that, like, I read the comments on the YouTube videos for these songs, and it's, like, all people being like, I decided to revisit the music I liked in eighth grade. I really wish I didn't do that.
We wish we didn't have to visit it.
I don't think anyone is caping for a broken side anymore these days.
No.
Except for those, like, four, you know, eight people who donated $1,000 to their Kickstarter.
Oh, my God.
I want to get those people on the show.
I do, too.
Get them on the show.
If you're listening,
if you're listening and you donated to Broken Side's Kickstarter.
And you haven't already doxed us.
All right, we got two songs left. Let's fucking do this.
Do you have time for this, my friend?
Yeah, I got time. Let's finish it.
All right. Tipsy. Not the Chameleon Air hit.
My only note on this song is whatever. I was so done at this point.
I said, yeah, more laser tag arena music. Even they sound bored of this. I actually said I like the classic house sample. Like, it did seem like there was a salvageable chord progress, like a Casio keyboard line in there that, like, maybe could have been used in a decent song, but
I don't know. I was willing to, like, you know, be like, oh, I like the beat to get up and stuff, but at this point there's nothing positive.
I don't actually know. I'm gonna be depressed for, like, weeks.
Yeah, this fucks me up.
It's true.
All right,
I wrote this is like if the Bloodhound Gang had even less self-respect and were also getting thrown out of a plane without a parachute.
Oh my God, these guys make the Bloodhound Gang look like fucking Gang of Four.
Bloodhound Gang of Four. Wow.
So
should we
let's just put on I'm Sorry and wrap this up. This last song, I'm Sorry, which
it's true. We are all sorry.
We're all sorry.
We're really sorry.
The name of the song is I'm Sorry. We're sorry.
We're really sorry.
We're gonna get out of here soon.
I'm sorry. Thanks for staying tuned. Trips the raindrops drip down the rain. Trips the raindrops drip. My only words in response to I'm Sorry is you fucking should be.
Yeah, I really wish this song would have been an apology to me, the listener. But it was apparently like a really like disingenuous song about being sorry that this girl broke up with you. Like, not even sorry. Like, he's not even sorry that he was shitty in the relationship, but just sorry for himself that he got broken up with.
Yeah.
And it's
how could you ever break up with me?
This song is 7 minutes long.
I look like a fucking hedgehog.
This song is 7 minutes long. That part where he says, the rain drops, the rain drops, drip down. That shit, they do that chorus like five times.
Like so many times. And then we found out today that when we were looking at it, at the individual songs, that there's a secret hidden track also at the end of this. And fuck no. We're like, let's just pretend we didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, this sounds like if a bunch of Russian bots were programmed to try to make a human song. God.
And this is the last Linkin Park song too. This is definitely on some like, and also on some like Eminem, like
with
I just
one thing.
Eminem, I still don't give a fuck. Like or Criminal, how it starts with like
the raindrops, the raindrops dripping.
They do that same shit, but it's.
A lot of people ask me, "Am I afraid of death?"
A lot of people ask me. Stupid fucking
questions.
It's, and they start out like, I'm real sorry, so I wrote this letter to you. You fucking bitch!
You fucking bitch! I'm so sorry.
Oh my god.
It sounds like a Weinstein sorry. Oh wait, he didn't even say it. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
It's like it's a Louis C.K. sorry.
It's the Jesse Lacey, like, I'm a sex addict.
I have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also, I gave up during the song. I honestly gave up. I couldn't do it. I said, oh my God, this song is over 7 minutes. I was like two minutes in and I was like, okay, at least it's half over. And then I looked at the fucking song and I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
This, Broken Side, Broken Me. It broke me. It might've done broke you too. And I apologize. I did say there was no false advertisement about this podcast. We said pretty much from the very beginning that it was going to be fucking terrible. And it was. So thank you guys for tuning into our very first ever, Make It Stop.
All right, so
the podcast.
So before we wrap up, let's give the album a rating.
Uh huh.
From 0 to -5. Extra small T-shirts.
Yep. I don't think it can get worse than this. So
yeah, I think we really blew our load too early with the show. This is the worst album I've ever heard, and I can't imagine an album being worse.
Nope.
If we find an album worse than this, I'm gonna feel like the show was a major success because.
Yep. So actually, that's the next thing that we should say. We're giving it a negative fucking 7,000, and you know that's a scientific rating. We want to let you know, our listeners, that
negative 7,000 for me too.
Tweet at Make It Stop the podcast. You can go to our Facebook, Make It Stop, and find us on Instagram, and you can let us know. All right, what are the worst albums that you would like us to review? And then we're gonna choose four of the best suggestions, and we're gonna give you an opportunity to vote. I think since we just started this, we'll give you the choice right now. What are our four that you get to vote for this time, Mike Dunn?
Oh,
let's alternate.
I think I'd be interested to hear, Rebirth. The Lil Wayne rock album.
Yep, that's one. What's that Vanilla Ice one that's...
Oh, WTF?
Yeah, that one is my pick. And then your turn again.
Oh, Kid Cudi. That one with the number 4 in it. The one where it's him on the album cover like, oh! What's the fucking
I don't know,
called?
But we know. You know.
Oh, Speed and Bullet to Heaven.
Oh, God.
I haven't listened to that, and I heard it's like... confoundingly bad.
It's really bad. Speed and Bullet to Heaven, and then I'm gonna pick Bruce Willis, The Return of Bruno.
All right.
So that's what you get to vote for. So you know, tweet at us and let us know
what's the Twitter handle?
Oh, it's Make It Stop the podcast.
At Make It Stop. At
Make It Stop podcast.
At Make It Stop podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So sorry for everything that went through, and we'll see you again.
Yeah, we're gonna make it stop, and thanks for tuning in. Bye bye.